fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue taking a look at the conversion of St. Paul. A month ago, January 25th, the church celebrated the conversion of St. Paul. And I was in the middle of doing a variety of other things, but I thought, you know, it would be really great to talk about St. Paul's conversion and some of the things he did and taught to help us understand something about our own call in Christ and how Jesus wants to relate to us and how we can understand our relationship with him. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs, as I've said many times, are archived there. You can listen to my radio show, Sister Anne, our television programs. Listen to them on your computer or download them, put these on your iPod or whatever device you use to listen to them at your own convenience. So I've covered a good part of chapter 26, which is Paul talking about his own conversion, and he's explaining it, this kind of dramatic setting. He's been arrested. The religious leaders of Israel want to throw him in jail for good or stone him or do whatever they need to do because he's apostatized, he's turned against the faith in their mind, he's believing in Jesus and the resurrection from the dead that Jesus proclaimed. Now, that in itself is an interesting piece. Here's how he described it. And now I stand here on trial for hope in the promise made by God to our fathers. That hope is what he said. Why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raises people from the dead? And so he knows Jesus Christ is risen because Jesus appeared to him, and he's proclaiming it. And what he's saying, notice that at the center of Christian faith is the resurrection from the dead. I think it was St. Augustine who said Christianity is the resurrection from the dead. It's a whole new beginning of human life. It's life beyond death. It's a new creation. And all of that reality, which is the promise and the hope for the whole human race, it doesn't happen by a generic force. It's not something we can generate by our own designs, let's say our own technology. It's in a person. The life that we long for is in a person. It's in Jesus Christ. And so Paul saw it, and it transformed him. And he began to proclaim it, that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, that he's alive, and that he's indeed the Jewish Messiah. That's what got everybody so angry. And so it's for this reason Paul is bearing witness to what he knows as he's standing before the king and the king's entire court. Paul's bearing witness to what he knows the king's probably going to have a problem with, but he does it with great courage. He's just simply saying, this is what happened. This is what I was shown. This is what I believe. And he'll even say later to the king, this is what I proclaim to you. And he invites the king, essentially, to receive Jesus as well. But I ended yesterday's program where the last portion of which was focused on Jesus speaking to Paul. This Paul is surrounded in light, and Jesus, who dwells in unapproachable light, that's God. And what is that light? It's God's glory. It's God's majesty. It's the beautiful power. It's the same power that created all things, that came forth through the person of the Son of God. And now he's one of us. He's taken on human flesh. He's gone right to the heart of the matter that every single human being fights against: alienation, fear, death, sin, no future, hopelessness, despair, discouragement, sickness. And Jesus now has passed through all of that into an entirely new creation where the life of God animates human flesh, and Jesus gives us a share in that same life, and it will animate us as it animated Christ because we share ultimately what belongs to him. So Paul is seeing in the Spirit God's plan and purpose, a revelation of the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to him, I'm sending you now as my servant to open their eyes, to turn the whole non-Jewish world, because the gospel had already gone to the Jews. It was making its way through the Jewish community. But Paul is being set aside and commissioned to specifically preach the gospel to the non-Jewish world, to bring the whole non-Jewish world, because the history of the people of Israel. You hear that through the prophets, is they're meant to be a light to the nations. The Jewish people are meant to be and called by virtue of their vocation as God's chosen people to be the vehicle through which the Messiah comes, and it's the Messiah not just for the Jewish people, but for the whole world. What is God's plan for the whole world and his whole creation? And Paul and the apostles are the first in the Jewish community to receive the revelation, and they're sent forth in the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ and his authority to go announce that reality. And Jesus shows himself to the apostles and to others as they go forward and proclaim what they've seen and heard. And so it's leading the world, leading people away from darkness. And as I said yesterday, that darkness is ignorance of God. That darkness is rebellion against God, the separation from God. It's sin. It's insisting on a way of life apart from God. And Jesus' end game is to bring the offer of the forgiveness of our sins. He's not come to condemn us. He's come to save us. And he offers us the free gift of salvation and the forgiveness of sins. He knows exactly who you are, who I am. So many human beings, in some ways, all of us carry a dimension of shame and guilt, and we know the parts of our life. We know the things we've done that we don't want anybody else to know and that we want to keep in the dark. We just want to keep hidden because we're ashamed of them, and of people we love and respect, we think, if they really knew what I've done or what I'm capable of doing, they'd be shocked. I don't want to tell people what I've done. The human heart is filled with this battle. We wear masks. We hide. We project images of who we are. We're afraid to tell people the whole story about who we are. And as a result, we can feel isolated and alone, and we wonder, yeah, I have lots of friends and lots of people like me, but if they really knew who I was, would they still love me? Would they still care for me? Jesus wants to shed his light into the entirety of our lives. Jesus already knows every single thing about me. As John's gospel says, he knew what was in men's hearts. He knows the darkest part of us, and that's why he's come to shed his light into that darkness and to offer freedom, to bring, like a great physician, to reach into our hearts and to bring healing and forgiveness, because what we need is forgiveness. We don't just need physical health, friends. We need spiritual health. You can have the most amazing physical health and still be dying inside. Jesus wants to come and touch the core of our being, the life principle. He wants to share with us his life, and his life flows from God the Father. We don't have that life flowing in us on our own strength and resources, not an automatic, just by virtue of existing. The resurrected life of Jesus, the glorious life that flows through him, he alone can extend that to us. And so he comes in mercy, and he doesn't want us to run or hide. He told Paul, I want you to bring the forgiveness of sins to people, because what I want is them to be with me. He calls it here to be sanctified, to be with the people who are sanctified. What does that mean? To be set apart for God. Those who are going to be with God and live with God forever. That's what Jesus desires. That's where he's going. And so St. Paul explains to the king, this is what happened to me, and this is what I've done. I've gone forth to proclaim this to everyone to whom God sends me. I want to be faithful to that commission and that promise. You get a glimpse in Paul's letter to the Romans toward the end. The whole letter is amazing, but you can get a glimpse in it of the nature of what Paul proclaimed and how he proclaimed it. Do you remember Jesus said to him, I'm sending you to open their eyes, to lead them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. So God's perspective and Jesus' perspective is that the human race is in the grip of power, in the power of Satan at certain levels. It's truly the case. Why? Because he has us trapped because of the sin we have committed in our own lives, which is leading to death and keeping us separated from God. We have biological life that God has given to us, but we don't have the divine life in us automatically that unites us to God and allows us to live with him forever. In order for us to pass from death to life, we have to be born again by water and the Spirit, Jesus said. We have to be baptized into Christ. We have to allow Jesus to transmit that life that's in him to us so that we can have existence beyond death. That's the very heart of the good news. Well, how is it that people's eyes are opened? As I mentioned earlier in Romans as well, I think it's chapter 10 of Romans where it says, faith comes through hearing. Faith is a way of knowing God, of seeing God, of trusting God, of abandoning ourselves to him. Faith comes through hearing, and what's heard is the word of God. Now, here's how Paul went forward. Sort of the weapons he used to have as he was arresting Christians and bringing them to justice was literally chains and swords and stones and all these things, right? He's got different weapons now. He's got spiritual weapons because he knows he's fighting a spiritual battle. And he's fighting under the banner of Christ the King, his King. He's fighting under the authority and the power of the King. And he's at the service of Jesus Christ and Jesus' ultimate mission. That's a disciple. The church exists to go make disciples. You say, what's a disciple? What am I called to be? We're called to follow in the footsteps of people like St. Paul. Again, his overall responsibility, we won't reach that level of responsibility probably. We're not called to the exact same expression, but in the world we live in, our marriage, our home, our family, our neighborhood, the world we impact, the network of relationships, we're called to help bring people from darkness to light. So here's in Romans chapter 15, what Paul describes about what he did. He said in verse 17, he said, in Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has wrought through me, to win obedience from the Gentiles by word and deed. Now here Paul is, this is at the, toward the end of Paul's life. He's looking back and he said, he's happy to boast in what Christ has done in him. Because Jesus fulfilled in Paul the commission. He gave him the grace and the power to do what he told them he was called to do on that day when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. He said, I don't speak of anything but what Christ has wrought through me to do what? To win obedience. That's what evangelization is about. To bring people under the lordship of Jesus and to allow them to experience, to come into a relationship with Christ of obedience, just like Jesus had with God the Father. He wants to bring us into that role of sonship under God and daughterhood under God. So how did he do that? He said, by words and deeds, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem as far as Elysium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ, thus making it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on another man's foundation. So Paul understood that fulfilling the commission he received from Jesus when he encountered him was to go forward to proclaim God's word in both word and deed, in signs and wonders, in the power of the Holy Spirit. That is what we're called to do in our own way as well. But I'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.